T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. We're just sitting in the break here, continuing to ponder the ramifications of gambling in sports widely, college sports, but then also just continuing to look at this particular story that's happened with the feds. And
some details that are head spinning.
Wild details that are happening there. But the details that we're most interested right now in this moment about are what's happening with the San Francisco 49ers, who will be coming into town on Sunday at noon to face off against these Texans. And to get more information on that, we turn to the phone line and go behind enemy lines with a she works for Fangirl Sports covering the Niners, also does a little pre and post work as well. Her name is Tracy Sandler. She joins us now. Tracy, what's happening?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We are doing, I was about to say well, but I'd be lying. We're doing okay. We're trying to make our way through it. This Texans team is very frustrating at the moment. And then in order to try and hopefully see if they can get back on track, the San Francisco 49ers that you cover are coming into town and are in the way. I'd like to start with the quarterback situation. I think that's a fair place to start. It feels like this is going to be another one where Brock Purdy doesn't go. Is that correct? And if so, what has made Mac Jones so good in this circumstance when he stepped in for Brock Purdy?
It looks like it will be Mac Jones. Kyle Shanahan had said earlier in the week that it would be a reach to think that Brock would be available on Sunday. And Brock was limited in practice yesterday. So we shall see. But I think, you know, Mac Jones, he's a good quarterback. I think he was put into a couple of not great situations, which is a general statement on young quarterbacks coming into the league and what's expected of them. But he's able to run this offense. He's got a good arm. The players trust him. He trusts them. And it's worked really well for San Francisco. It was a really good pickup for them because, in my opinion, they really have a starting quarterback as their backup. And it's been really good for them.
Well, and he has Christian McCaffrey.
And he has Christian McCaffrey.
And that definitely, I mean, talk about, it's kind of weird saying a breakout game when you're talking about Christian McCaffrey. But that's kind of what it was this past week. What are you seeing from him, and especially after seeing the Seahawks, you know, kind of run against the Texans?
I mean, Christian McCaffrey, you're right, did have a breakout game. It's funny to say, but it does make sense with this season. But the offensive line played really well. George Kittle being back was huge for the run game. And Christian had said week after week, we're so close. I feel like we're getting there. We're about to break out. And they finally had their opportunity to break out. And you know, Christian's obviously incredible. There had been talk, has he lost a step, et cetera. He has not. I think they really needed to use him as a pass catcher in the previous games because of all the wide receiver issues they've had. But Sunday, he looked great. He looked like the Christian McCaffrey of old, which also feels odd to say because he's been that for so long. But yeah, he had a great game. And like I said, the O-line played well. And George Kittle being back, I don't think people necessarily realize what a difference that makes for the run game because he's a tremendous run blocker. He loves doing it. And then it's someone else on the field that a defense has to worry about, and it just opens things up for Christian.
Yeah, George Kittle had literally no passes, no targets, no catches, nothing.
No, he did have two targets.
Okay, apologies. Yeah, he did have two targets, but he didn't reel anything in this game, and that felt so odd. How was that taken there in San Francisco?
Oh, that was fine. I mean, that's something that over the years with Kittle, 49er fans are very used to. Sometimes he is usually targeted in the passing game, and sometimes he's not, and he's a huge part of the run game. He was just coming back off a hamstring injury. He and Mac Jones, that was the first game, really, that they have had together. Last week's practice was the first time that they had reps together for the most part. There was a little bit in training camp, but, you know, Mac Jones was not getting first-team reps as much in training camp. So I don't think that was much of a surprise to people, and San Francisco is very used to him being such a huge part of the run game that there are some games where he's just not a huge part of the passing game, and it's always worked for them.
Now, let's go to the other side of the ball, because this Texans team, if as we've been talking about ad nauseum for the last few weeks, offensively has just been up and down, but mostly down and a mess on the offensive line. What is Robert Saleh? We were talking about this, and you would know. I'm wondering if there's going to be more pressure, more blitzing, which is not necessarily his calling card, simply because they had success in Seattle again, and they don't blitz a lot. And C.J. Mm-hmm. Stroud gets the happy feet.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure is going to be huge because C.J. Stroud does have that issue. He obviously had a really not good game on Monday night. He was pressured a ton, but either way, it was a bad game. So I expect him to bring a lot more pressure. Now, the 49ers will be without Bryce Huff, and the defensive line has gotten very thin. Obviously lost Nick Bosa earlier in the season. Bryce Huff coming off his best game as a 49er and then hurts his hamstring. So it's going to be interesting to see how they maneuver that. The pressure to C.J. Stroud is going to be the key. And this is a 49ers team that is going, I believe, I think this will be its 14th game, but it's gone 13 games without an interception. And I know that's something they would really like to you know, to get. So this might be their time, but I think you will see a lot of pressure, some blitzing, but you're right. Seattle did not do a lot of it. And unfortunately, the Texans offense, it has just been an absolute mess. And I believe the 49ers will do their best to capitalize on that.
To that point, they did a great job capitalizing defensively last week, in a week that I think everybody looked at them as severely vulnerable after losing Fred Warner. Mm-hmm. What was it about that game? What were they able to do to get, a pretty injured and a very young defense to play in the way that they did to get a victory?
Well, George Kittle has said many times that Robert Saleh is their best offseason signing, and I would have to agree with that. He just has an ability to get this team ready. And the young guys, the rookies, have really been coming along. They've improved pretty dramatically from the time of OTAs to now. And then you had Tatum Bethune come in his second year, but essentially was like a rookie because he got pretty much no defensive snaps last season, coming in for Fred Warner, and he performed well. And Tatum has had the benefit of not only being coached by Robert Saleh, but of learning from Fred Warner in the last year plus. And he's a good player. And so Robert Saleh was able to take these young players and take their strengths and figure out a way to make it work. But it's interesting, this young defense that going into the season, I think many of us, me included, felt was going to be not an Achilles heel, but going to be something that was going to be a work in progress and there would be ups and downs. And Robert Saleh has gotten into a place where the defense has been winning games for the 49ers, and the ups and downs have not been on defense. They've more been on offense.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fees apply. In-app only.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Changed at all defensively in terms of his approach and mindset, Robert Saleh?
I think he learned a lot from being a head coach. His players were described him as very patient. And they said part of what makes him as such a good coach is that he is patient. And I asked him about him once, and he said, I realize that we're dealing with kids here. And in a lot of ways, he's, I mean, they're young men, but they're, you know, right out of college. And he has learned to be patient with them. I think being a head coach perhaps taught him some of the things that a head coach goes through and has helped him as a coordinator. But he's always been a tremendously talented coordinator. And, you know, even in fairness to him as a head coach, that Jets defense was fantastic. It's not his fault that all the quarterback stuff was a disaster.
We're talking to Tracy Sandler right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 as we go behind enemy lines. And Kyle Shanahan, not unfamiliar by any means with the Texans and with D'Amico Ryans. What has Kyle been kind of talking about? I know that he's not going to give his game plan away, but what have you kind of surmised that he's looking at early on in this week headed into Sunday?
Well, he obviously has tremendous respect for D'Amico Ryans, and D'Amico Ryans was tremendous in San Francisco. So it's someone that he's familiar with. So I think he will do everything in his power to capitalize on that. But I think the really important thing is this Texans team, as you guys, I know, have been talking about for a while, and we've talked about a little bit, is really struggling. But the 49ers are not taking them lightly because there's still a lot of talent on the team. Their defense is still very, very good. And so I think he's looking at this as a game that could be a very tough game and a game that the 49ers really need to win. And his respect for D'Amico Ryans obviously is so prevalent that, not that they don't take every week seriously, but I think when you have that kind of familiarity, you kind of know the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, and places where you could be vulnerable, places where they could be vulnerable. And I think that will serve them well.
I do want to go back to Mac Jones a little bit because obviously Brock Purdy, we mentioned, you know, probably not going to play. But what has Mac Jones brought? Because he's had his moments as well.
Mac Jones is really funny, which is not everything to do with him on the field, but I think it's kind of a sneaky thing that nobody really knew. I don't know if you're allowed to be funny in New England, but he's really funny. He's very confident, and he's come in and done his job. He's earned the trust of his teammates, and he's just brought kind of an energy to this offense where there hasn't been a huge drop off. I mean, he's not Brock Purdy, and then so I'm taking nothing away from Brock Purdy, but Mac Jones has been really good, and he came to San Francisco. I'm starting to think Kyle Shanahan's the quarterback whisperer. When you saw what he did with Sam Darnold when he went to Minnesota, and I think Brock Purdy's tremendously talented, but maybe not everybody would have gotten that out of Brock Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo had his best years in San Francisco. So he came in and he knew he was the backup. He's very open about that this is Brock's team. I am the backup here, but I'm going to do everything I can in the interim. And so I just think he's brought a sense of calm, of confidence and talent and ability to run that offense. He's a very smart quarterback. And I think we're seeing what he really can do and probably would have done earlier if put into a different situation.
Tracy, before we let you go, I'm very interested in like the local perspective and things that, you know, because we know this, we see the way the national kind of talks about the Texans, and there's times we're like, oh, they're not getting this thing. What is it about the Niners that on the outside people seem to just get wrong?
That people seem to what? I'm sorry, you broke
up. Just get wrong or not necessarily understand or know about this team right now.
You know, I think over the years, there's been criticism of Kyle Shanahan. I think that's kind of the biggest thing. Over the years, there's been a lot of, it's enough, you should be fired, which is so insane to me because who are you getting that's better than Kyle Shanahan? And what you want is the guy that gets you there. And once you get there, once you get to the Super Bowl, once you get to the NFC Championship game, only one team can win. But if you're in the mix, you've got a pretty good coach, especially when you're in the mix year after year. And I think this season, people are really seeing just how well coached they are and how good he is. Because with all of these injuries and all of their ups and downs, this team is 5-2 atop the NFC. And that's a huge deal. So I think Kyle Shanahan is something that locally fans have gotten wrong for a long time, have been super critical of. But I do think this season is showing them, like, yo, this is one of the best coaches in the NFL. You're not going to get somebody better than him. Eventually, he will win a Super Bowl. But it's really hard to win a Super Bowl. It's pretty amazing to get there and get to the NFC Championship as much as he has.
Tracy, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. Looking forward to this game. Are you traveling?
I am. I will be there.
All right. We'll see you in the press box.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Right. That's Tracy Sandler, Fangirl Sports. Also does a little pre and post work for KMBR up there in San Francisco. This game is going to be such an interesting juxtaposition of, like, you know, obviously coaches in a similar vein, but how they're able to navigate adversity in some ways, because it feels like the Niners have done a really good job of doing that. Although it is worth noting, they have two head coaches in a way, right? Yeah. When you look at the Kyle Shanahan on one side and then Robert Saleh on the other.
Yeah, and just sort of a little bit of more news here as we get it. Nico Collins not seen at Texans practice today, so they're taking the field. So that's 2 days in a row, two biggest days, Wednesday, Thursday on a given week. So Nico Collins didn't practice yesterday and today, so gets a little hairy.
Now is this something we got to wait on the NFL to clear protocol type deal?
That ostensibly yes, that's okay. What they have to do. But you know, independent I guess doctors or staff.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was a Texans thing where.
But he didn't practice. Period. So yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, okay, and I mean I don't anticipate him doing that. Yeah. In fact, we had someone text earlier, and you're not wrong, that if you're having to sit around and hope that somebody with a concussion is coming back, that you're down bad. Well, let me tell you outright, this Texas team is down bad right now. Like, this is such a hugely needed victory. If you want to just the math of it, right? Two and five is just downright improbable to come back from.
Especially when the Colts are facing the Titans. So the Colts go to 7-1. You go to 2-5, the division's off the table pretty much at that point, and you're really just crossing your fingers for any kind of sign at a wild card. But you still have, you know, if you lose this game, and I was talking about last week's Seahawks game was sort of a pivot point for the season. Sean Pendergast thinks this week is. I think you could argue both, and if they lose this week, obviously without Nico Collins. Then, you know, you're talking, you got five losses. You still have the Chiefs. You know, you have, you know, the Colts twice. So just doing the math, it doesn't quite add up for you.
No, it doesn't. So, this is going to be a tough one. This is a team that is coming off of a very exciting win the Niners did. Like a win that, again, I did not anticipate that they were going in this weekend or this past weekend. Because, again, it feels earlier in the week than it actually is, but this past weekend to go and win after losing a not just a totem, but probably one of their best players, if not their best player, in Fred Warner, and they went and got a victory. Like, they're riding high, but then also you're not going to sneak up on them by any means, as Tracy was talking about. Right. They understand the way that you go about this. They probably have one of the best opportunities to scout what you're looking at defensively. This is going to be a really, really difficult game.
It is a difficult one, and then you got the Broncos coming in, so. Stacking up against you if you don't get it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll talk more about this game, of course. We're only a few days away from it. Again, feels like a threat every time I say it. Coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confession.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.